Illegal alien gets two life sentences for stabbing beloved grandmother to death in her home. By John Binder on December 6, 2023. An illegal alien who murdered a grandmother and then did his laundry, took a shower, and ate a hamburger in her home has been handed two life sentences. As Breitbart News reported at the time, 24-year-old illegal alien Marco Cobos of Mexico stabbed 75-year-old Etta Nugent 13 times in her home for several hours as she begged for her life on May 19, 2019, in the Houston, Texas area. On Friday, Cobos was sentenced in Harris County, Texas, to two life sentences after having pleaded guilty to murdering Nugent. Around the time of the murder, Cobos had driven to Houston after stealing a truck in Arizona. Cobos then began sleeping in the truck in Nugent's tree-lined neighborhood. On May 19, 2019, Cobos knocked on Nugent's front door and asked her if he could have water and a place to charge his cell phone. Nugent was uncomfortable letting a stranger into her home and directed Cobos to a neighbor's residence. After closing the door, Cobos returned soon after, forced his way into the home, and began stabbing Nugent while she begged for her life. Cobos stabbed Nugent over multiple hours until she died from the injuries. Cobos then washed his clothes in Nugent's laundry room and showered in her bathroom. At one point, while Nugent's lifeless body remained on the floor of her living room, Cobos left the residence to buy a hamburger and return to eat it. The illegal alien eventually left and stayed the night in a nearby motel. Nugent's son grew worried about his mother when he had not heard from her and visited her home to find her dead inside with stab wounds. The Houston Police Department immediately responded to the son's 911 call and began investigating the case as a murder. Nugent was a beloved mother of three children and grandmother of six who had retired as the parish secretary at Holy Ghost Catholic Church. Nugent was a parishioner at St. Francis de Sales Catholic Church. Harris County District Attorney Kim Ogg, D., backed by billionaire George Soros, sought to cover Cobos's status as an illegal alien in the United States, declaring him an Arizona man in a press release about his sentencing for Nugent's murder. As part of Cobos's plea deal, he cannot appeal his conviction or the two life sentences and must spend at least 60 years in prison before he is eligible for a parole. The agreement ensures that Cobos will be almost 85 years old before he can be released from prison. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.